How is it going, everyone? Today I'm going to talk to you about probably a topic I've talked about dozens of times so far on this channel. And I'm not trying to sound like a broken record or anything, but I got to say, man, it just makes my blood boil going down to the grocery store and seeing how things are changing. So things are getting rough out there, guys. And look, I know I'm not making minimum wage and I'm not, you know, homeless and I'm, you know, but I'm not also, I'm not in the upper middle class. I'm not in the upper class. I'm just kind of a run of the mill guy that goes to work, tries to work on a side hustle and tries to allocate my best decisions in life to make the most out of my life, right? And I kid you not, I went to Albertsons the other day and maybe it's just an expensive store, right? But I went to that same store a year ago and I saw deodorant was about $3 last year. Today, and I wish I had a video editor here in front of me, but it was literally $10, $9.99. Plus, so there's an 8% tax, and so that'd be another, 70-80 cents on top of that. Anyways, that's deodorant, guys. That's basic necessities. I wanted to get Listerine as well. Listerine, $12, $13, $14. Condoms, $20+. Right? I mean, these are some basic staples. And if I would have bought all three of these, that would have been around, let's say, yeah, 40 something dollars for these basic necessities. A few years ago, all three of these, I could probably get by spending maybe 15, 20 bucks. Now it's 45, 50 bucks. And I'm not doing this to complain. I'm just trying to call it out because, you know, I'm going to call a spade a spade. This was $3 last year. Now it's 10. What the heck is going on? They're telling me inflation's 3%. It's really 300%. What's going on? And the thing is this. My fiance went to get water. We have these water jugs, right? Because we don't have a filtration system in Arizona. And so we go fill up water. And so she was going to fill up water. And the guy next to her said this. They said, Why do we have to pay so much for water? It's just water. It's water and we're spending $3-4 to fill up these jugs. It's water. Why do we have to pay for everything like this? This is crazy. And it's sad to see because it's like, yeah, you get, you know, yeah, we can be the wealthiest country on earth, right? But are we? We have a lot of options for a lot of things. Rivians, Teslas, nice cars, nice homes, etc. But everything has a high cost here in this country. So, yeah, you may be in the land of opportunity, the land of dreams, but at the end of the day, you're going to be broken penniless if you go after this dream. So, you know, after hearing that story, I was like, so what did you say? And she was like, yeah, like, this is ridiculous. I can't believe we're paying this much for water. This is water. Like, you, back in the day, you'd go down to the river and you'd have clean water and you'd filter it and you'd be good. Now you're paying an arm and a leg just to survive on a simple basic necessity. So these hedonic adjustments that the Bureau of Labor Statistics are doing, they're destroying the true inflation number. If you take out oil, you take out gas, you take out auto, you take out housing, those are some of the biggest line items on people's monthly spending. And it's sad to see because, yeah, if you leave out like canned goods, you leave out beans and rice, okay, maybe inflation is going up 3%, but people buy way more than that. And that's why everyone is lying to our faces right now, and it's so unfortunate to see. I think it's unfortunate that, you know, that people, they're seeing a small raise year over year, and the prices are going up much, much higher than that. So, for example, I'm somewhat insulated because I invest in assets and I try to allocate capital to the best of my ability. But there's a lot of people that may not have assets or don't have the option to buy assets. So many of them are just living off their earned income. And that is a very unfortunate reality that people are seeing these big price rises. They're trying their best every day. They're hustling and they're barely getting by. This entire system is starting to fall apart. I see it every day, guys. And it's so unfortunate to see that people are getting hurt by it every day just because someone in a central bank or in a central institution makes the case, well, because of this and that, you know, we're going to keep rates higher for longer, or we're going to cut rates to zero because unemployment has started. But these small decisions, they really, really have profound impacts on the economy. So, like, I understand the tightrope they're walking on, and I'd be lying to say they're not doing a horrible job. It's just the way the system is constructed. That's what's horrible. So I think overall, like, the system is starting to fall apart. We're seeing people get hurt by it every day. I was talking to a Costco rep today, and I said, hey, like, you know, you guys know me. I'm like 90%, like, one of those guys that I love. You know, Bitcoin is the best asset for me, for my long-term future. But I was just talking to the guy at Costco about gold and silver. And I said, hey, you know, where can I buy some gold and silver? You know, I have a few thousand. I just want to hedge my bets. They said, oh, those sell out within seconds online, and you have to order them and then pick them up in the store. But they sell out within seconds. Maybe they'll be up for 10, 15 minutes tops, and they'll be sold out. And you got to be careful because, you know, you got to be monitoring the page and this and that. I'm like, seriously, guys, that's the place we are in society right now, where we have people refreshing their page to get gold and silver. I don't blame them. I'm just like, people realize everything is a farce, and they're just realizing they need to get into anything hard, because at the end of the day, they're going to be screwed over if they're staying in the soft money. So, you know, recently, we just saw all this chaos erupt in the Middle East. And I know there's going to be even more of our money being sent overseas, funding the military-industrial complex. And it's gonna suck, because at the end of the day, funding the military-industrial complex will actually cause more wars, more deaths, and more situations where people are hurt, both directly and indirectly, through economic impacts as well. And I think this will make us more poor back home. It'll make other countries more poor. It's a lose-lose. There's a lot of things in life that are a win-lose or a win-win. War is a lose-lose across society. The only people who win are the shareholders of these military contractors, these gun manufacturers, all that stuff. You know, we're living so close to the razor's edge right now, all because of fiat money. And I think we're starting to see this unwind pretty quickly. You're seeing $1 trillion every 100 days. It's even probably going to be every 30 days soon. And, you know, at the end of the day, once when you see this stuff unwind, you're going to really start to see the reality of, we don't want to see a middle-class house be $2, $3, $4 million. Something like that may happen in the future. And we just got to speak up, guys. That's what I'm saying. We got to speak up when we see the BS with the feds, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Treasury, the IRS, the government. We need to speak up when we see the BS, because at the end, we, the people, need to stand behind our words. We're strong. Together, we're all very strong. If we just kind of take the 2020 approach, if you guys remember that scandemic, if we take that 2020 approach, though, we will actually end up be repeating the past. And I know a lot of people, they kind of bent over, took the knee. I know a lot of people didn't speak up. I spoke up every day I could. It was hard sometimes. A lot of people were drinking the Kool-Aid, watching the mainstream. I get it. But at the end of the day, we got to speak up this time around. We cannot go down the same route we did before. Inflation is not 3%. It is much, much higher, and we're all being lied to. And I think we got to keep speaking up, because if we don't, no one else will, and we'll be the frogs in boiling water. At the end of the day, I opt out with Bitcoin because Bitcoin is hard money. The inflation rate will be reduced in 6 days, and we're going to start to see, hopefully, over the next epoch, every 4 years, we're going to start to see more adoption, more people using it, treating it like what it is, a store of value, and also try to pass the sats through the Lightning Network as well. At the end of the day, we need to find ways to opt out into a better system, because if this system doesn't work for you, maybe another system will. Anyways, I really enjoyed this one, guys. I hope you guys share it, like it, spread it around. You guys mean the world. Also, feel free to leave a comment if you're on YouTube. If not, feel free to stream some sats. I really appreciate all you guys over the past couple months. I'll see you in the next one.